It's Friday, August 12th, 2022. I'm Jay Samuel, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Today we're visiting The Divided Pet, an NPC designed for fantasy campaigns. A shuffle, a ruffle, a pawing at the door. They make their presence known one way or another. And yet again, they smell of spices not grown nor traded in these lands. They're brushed clean with trimmed and polished talons. And then there's that odd bow they're wearing that no one in the party seems to know where it came from. Where has this companion been? And how does it keep slipping into that world? The divided pet is companion to the party, but not to just this party. They're a portal jumper, but not one that walks up and down the stream of time. Rather, they leap across the blade to other possibilities. And in several of these realities, they are companion animals to various loving homes and travelers. The exact nature of the animal doesn't matter to the theme, although a cat stepping sideways is fitting, and a charming dog loved by many across spacetime is certainly in vogue. This companion cube is meant to serve as a means of offering relief from managing an animal companion, as well as an engine to deliver interesting parcels or gifts. With involved enough relationship, it may be even possible to send messages to the other parties the pet travels with. Manipulating this companion as well, like manipulating a pet. So, lots of ear scratches, love, affection, maybe some treats. Dear listener, please give your pets some extra love tonight, lest they escape to their other dimensional family. A treat or two, maybe. Just a suggestion. In fantasy, they have the blood of magical beings in their lineage, and with a smooth motion, they slip into another realm. In sci-fi, they've managed to find a phasing collar that lets them slip between realities. In ages of exploration, they fly high above the ship and disappear into a cloud, only to reappear later with a clipping of a strange map. Not all NPCs need to have vast stories, nor the means to speak them. Some come pawed and others scaled, but they are all wonders unto themselves, and share these gifts with those they consider pack. So, my thought process behind this one is, a lot of times in tabletop, when people have animal companions, sometimes they're just not there. You just don't think about them, and you forget about them for a turn or two or a dozen. And then it's like, oh right, don't you have... And then poof, they slip back into reality. So why not lean on that? You have an animal companion that every now and then is just not there. And when they come back, they've been pampered by someone else or have a strange treat in their mouth they're chewing that you know you didn't give. In fact, you're not even sure how that was manufactured. So just, you know, have a little fun with it. Be silly. And hey, give your own animal companions, you know, a little love tonight. Extra head scratch or treat or whatever makes them kind of give that little kind of, you know, smile that's not really a smile because they don't really have lips. But, you know, in your mind, you project a, you know what I mean. Anyway. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Treant Paddle sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.